5K Turkey Trot. It all takes place on the 2nd of December. Delighted to say that in studio we have Brendan McDade and Patrick Crossan from the Athletic Club and from We Care Letterkenny Food Bank. I'll start off with Brendan. Brendan, this event has been going for some years and, like many others, has grown. And we were just saying before we came into studio, you reckon the first one was held right back in 1978?
Yeah, I was surprised myself. I did a little research on it when I knew I was coming in here today, and I made some inquiries from the committee that would have been involved back at that stage. And I think it all started really from Keith McLean was doing time trials during the week, which led in actually to the Inter-Firms road race as well. And then they had this Turkey Trot event in December every year. And as you say, the first one was in 1978. Again, it was a novel idea that came back from America. Noel McCarron, that had been at university there, came back every year at Christmas time and came up, you know, with this idea of predict your time, and then whoever was closest to their prediction would win the event.
So there's a bit of fun about it. There's a bit of guessing about it. No watches, no timing. You go out there, and I suppose one of the great things about it is no matter what pace you're going at, you know, anybody could actually end up getting a prize here. I mean, there's a fun side to it, but you always have the prizes as well. And I know, having done it myself as well, people think, oh, if they come in maybe 8 or 9 seconds out from their prediction, but there's some people who get it smack on.
There is indeed, and as you say, like, it is a novel event that, you know, the winner of the race is not actually the winner in this case, because the idea is to predict your time, and whoever, we have actually 10 turkeys up for prizes, whoever, you know, predicts or closest to their prediction will win those. And again, looking at some of the results back in the very first one, there was only actually a Ron Wilkinson who had the correct time. But as you say now, in recent years, people seem to have got it down to a fine art that if you're more than 4 seconds out, you're unlikely to win one of the turkeys.
Now, Patrick Crossan, you're here representing the We Care Letterkenny Food Bank, which has been going a number of years and providing an invaluable service to a lot of people. People donate and you distribute the food. So maybe briefly just give us a little bit of background.
Well, we were set up in 2014 and in August, and we gave out our first parcels on Christmas Eve. We had 7 clients at that time, but it has certainly increased an awful lot since then. We open on a Tuesday and a Friday, and at the moment we're supporting 40 families per week. And each, when they come on a Friday or a Tuesday, they'll get a voucher to come back in 3 weeks' time. That's how busy we are. We can't keep them coming. We are running low on stocks at the moment as well. But we've got to keep going.
So if people do have some food that they can contribute, where can they drop it off?
They can drop it off. There's a few points around Letterkenny. We have the community centre. We have Max Mace Solo in the port, or the railway road as well. Warriskies are from Melton, and Simpson's on the
circular road.
Yeah, that was the main place. Would
now this year the event is in association with Marks and Spencers, and they are very important for you.
Oh, Marks and Spencers very much so. Yeah, we do what's called a food cloud. Food that's been sort of probably dumped on a nightly basis, as we collect that food and we have delivered through each person, where there's 5 of us who do it, we have our own clients that we call to and deliver the food to them.
Yeah, so
and they're very much appreciative of it, and very much thanks to Marks and Spencer, they're doing that for us, you know.
Absolutely. Now, Herbie, bring you back in here again. Just give us some little details about the Turkey Trot this year. Registration on the 2nd of December will be down at Tivers Hyundai Garage, and the course you're using was one that was used in the last few days for a very well-supported Winter Woolly Warmers 5K.
It is. We've decided this year to use that course. It's much easier to manage for us. And as you say, there was over 200 people competed in that one. So the time that they ran there will give them a good idea of what time to predict now for the Turkey Trot this time round. As you say, the registration is from 10 o'clock at Divers High Undergarage. and the race starts at 11:30. The start line is just about 200 metres past the new Aldi on the Neil T. Blaney Road. Proceeds then towards the Polestar roundabout, turns left and past the LYIT. At that stage, it's just about the 1K mark. It's onwards then to the station roundabout, left turn again past the community centre. And just as you take that left turn is the 2K mark at Swanley Meats. It's on down then past Divers High Under Garage and straight through the roundabout at the New Dons. Past the start line again, and the 3K mark is just at the public services offices. And it's onwards then towards the Polestar for the second time. Left turn in the Port Road, past the LYT again, and just before Tobin's is the 4K mark. And again, you proceed on then towards the station roundabout, past the community centre once more, and left towards the finish, which is in the customer car park at Divers High Hyundai.
And let's hope there's a big turnout. I'm sure there will be. Patch, just bringing you back in, you have a number of other important events happening. I know there's a coffee morning being held shortly, and you also have a draw, I think, for a hamper.
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to thank the Athletic Club for including us this year and their turkey trot. Yeah, we have, there's the 7th of December in the Bank of Ireland. We are selling tickets at £2 per lane, and it's a Christmas hamper, and there'll be a few other spot prizes as well along with that. That's one. It'll be tea and coffee served in the Bank of Ireland on that morning, and it'll be open from 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. But also there's a coffee morning organised by the Reverend Tommy Bruce and his wife in the Trinity Presbyterian Hall on Upper Main Street, and that's on Friday the 30th of November. And I'd also like to thank Helen Bruce and Christine Tate. They organised a cake sale and a coffee morning for us there last week, and it raised £1,300 for the food bank, which is an awful lot of money for the food bank, as I think things are running tight for us at the moment.
Great, yeah.
And there's also the Letterkenny Rugby Club and the Lions Club are hosting little events for us as well before Christmas. And we're also doing a bagpacking day in Marks and Spencer's near the end of December.
Yeah. And of course, such an important time of year. Well, the clock running against us, so if I can just bring you back in once more, Herbie, on behalf of the Athletic Club, this is really sort of the wind-down time now. There are a couple of other 5Ks still to come. There's that big event Finn Valley host on St. Stephen's Day as well. But from Letterkenny AC point of view, it's been a very successful year. You had your awards night recently, and this is, I suppose, your final event.
Yeah, for the club now, this will be our final one to host. We have a few athletes competing in the National Senior Cross Country tomorrow, a junior men's team and a women's team. So we're hoping that that'll go well for them. Yeah, I suppose the only other event on is the Jingle Bells in Glendies on the 17th of December. And as you say then, the Finn Valley, the famous one, Finn Valley, on Boxing Day.
So to recap, the Letterkenny Athletic Club and We Care Letterkenny Food Bank, in association with Marks and Spencer's, the 5K Turkey Trot, Sunday, December the 2nd, and you can run, you can walk, you can get around any way you want. Just hopefully there'll be a big turnout. Registration from 10 o'clock at Divers Hyundai Garage in Letterkenny. And it's all about not first over the line, but who can predict the nearest time to what they finish on, and prizes for the first 10 people. Herbie McDade and Patrick Crossan, thanks for coming in to studio, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you very much. Can I just say one thing, Chris? Sorry. That I'd like to thank all the people of Letterkenny who have been supporting the food bank. Only for their generosity, we wouldn't be able to survive. And it's a much needed cause.